do with them.
One thing about our village school, Phil, is that we've got a good headmistress. She's been there for years, old Elsie Catcher.
Yes, or old Elsie Cat. That's what they call her, you know?
I know, and I think it's rude of them.
Well, the kids learn the name as soon as they go to school, and it sticks. Of course, in my day, we had a headmaster, Bungie Thomas. Good old Bungie. He retired, you know. Went to live at the seaside. Wonder if he's still alive. Probably not. Ah, nice chappy, what?
You said that with real affection.
Well, I liked him. He could wield a stick, you know. I can remember the time I had a scrap with Tom Thatcher.
Oh?
I hit him and he fell backwards. His head went through a glass panel in the door of the vestibule of the school.
Ooh.
Well, it didn't hurt old Tom, but did old Bungie wallop me. I felt it for weeks.
I bet you were a horribly aggressive little boy.
Yes, I'm afraid I was. I was a cock of the school. Mind you, that didn't mean much. There were only 17 boys and girls in attendance at the time.
What were you fighting old Tom Thatcher about?
Well, he chucked my conker into the churchyard.
You what?
Hey, chuck my conker into the churchyard.
I don't believe
it. Yes, right. Mind you, old Tom Thatcher had a dose of cane oil as well.
Well, that levelled it up a bit, I suppose.
Yep. Old Bungie carefully examined old Tom Thatcher's head to see if there were any cuts or scratches, but there weren't. Luckily, he'd never had his hair cut from one year end to the next. So Bungie said, "Let's thank the Lord, lad, there's been no damage done to you. Bend over."
I like that, Phil. Seriously, you would say, wouldn't you, that having one teacher you could really rely on, who was always there year after year, who really knew you and your family and had a strong personal interest in your future, was an asset?
Mm. I know what's behind that pretty little speech.
Of course you do. But there really is a strong advantage in letting our children go to the village school. For one thing, we know the headmistress. She's probably not the best brains the profession has to offer.
Yeah.
But she's a dedicated woman who's stuck to her job in this place year after year.
Well, as a matter of fact, I've given it a lot of thought, and I'm beginning to think you may be right, Jill. She might not be so hot on modern methods, but she's got good discipline, and the children respect her, and she slaves like Billy-O to push the 3 hours into their noddles.
And the other thing, Phil, is that there are two of them now. She's got an assistant, Miss Jennings.
Mm.
And as there are so few pupils, that means a lot of individual attention can be given.
Well, I hope the numbers don't go down too far, there.
Why is that?
Well, the school at Pennyhassett has closed down because there weren't enough children.
Oh.
They have to go on a bus now to Felpisham.
Anyway, Phil, you're all set for the children to go to the village school?
Well, yes, all right, then. I agree, Jill. We'll see what old Elsie Catcher can do with them.
Good.